Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindel.
High fly ball, deep right field. Rowdy Tellez has done it again.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
All right, let's bring in our guy. He is Lane Grindel. Hello, Lane.
What's going on? How we doing?
Excellent. I'm glad for your sake you got to be in town for Father's Day. That is really nice. A nice early baseball game yesterday. How'd you spend the rest of Father's Day? What'd the Grindel family do?
The Grindel family made their way to Barron Park because young Luke Grindel played in the championship game of the Father's Day showdown last night alongside Brock Levering. So the Levering-Grindel duo brought home the hardware last night.
Nice.
So
it's a big win, right? Big win?
It was a big win, yeah. They had to battle their way back to win the tournament this weekend, and every kid on that team played a big role. It was a lot of fun.
At that age, do they play positions, Lane, consistently, or do they rotate them all over?
They'll rotate them a little bit, yeah. You get into these tournaments, and even though it's 7- and 8-year-olds, the coaches want to win.
Yeah.
The players want to win, so they will rotate them maybe a little less sometimes as you get a little further on in the tournament and you see a chance to win it. But, they rotate them around. I mean, my kid played catcher and short and pitched at the end of the game last night, so they get to play multiple positions over the course of the game.
What I think is great, John, about these games is that Lane and Jeff really never break character, and there they are positioned in the bleachers right behind home plate. And as the pitch comes in, they're going through, they're kind of staying sharp, right?
Yeah.
When they're off duty, they're still on duty, if
and
you know what I'm
saying.
They're
keeping the book, the whole thing.
Oh, they got everything going on.
Guys, Jeff kept a book last night during the game because Brock asked him to.
Yeah, he did.
So that's a true story. He kept a book during the game last night, and he brought out the book, and we were sitting right behind home plate next to each other, and I looked over and said, "You're going to score this?" And he said, "Brock asked me to do it." I said, "Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
that's really
good.
Nice that you're doing that."
So, where does Brock play?
So that was neat. Brock plays all over, too. He plays some first. He played some second last night. He pitched last night for an inning. So they both move around a little bit, but it was a lot of fun. And you're right, you know, Jeff and I don't call as many games together anymore, so we make sure we call those games together when we're sitting there so we can fall right back into our routine when we're on the Brewers Radio Network together.
Yes.
Here coming up on this next road trip.
Well, I think it's a nice touch that you bring Kent along, too, so he's handing you live reads and hot dogs. He's right there with you.
He goes everywhere with us. He's so dedicated to this broadcast and trying to keep it sharp. And where would we be without Slammer?
Lot of victories over the weekend. Good stuff. Whether your kids or the Brewers, everything you called turned out to be a win.
Baseball was really fun this weekend. It was great. The team, to come in and sweep the Pirates like they did, it was needed. And it was just great to see them, especially yesterday, come from behind and win a game like that. I thought was a great sign for this team. And always good when you can get a sweep and then hand the ball to Corbin Burns to start up the very next series. Even though the Diamondbacks coming in are playing really good baseball, and this is one of the better teams in the National League right now.
Now, the only struggles I saw over the weekend were from the sausages, because the adult sausages all fell down. That was headline news. And then they had the little sausages on
yesterday.
Sunday,
yeah.
And the poor Italian took a digger. That was rough.
That was bad. Oh. When the adults went down,
laughed.
Made sure, but it was good. But then I laughed. Like, let's be honest, I laughed. I held my breath for a while when the little ones went down. I mean, you always are hoping everybody's okay, and you never want to see tears at the end of the sausage race. It's supposed to be the memory of a lifetime, so I hate to see the little guys go down.
And it was like slow motion, Lane. You could see the little ones' feet were moving too fast. Oh. They was getting top heavy, and then it went down. But
yeah.
Popped up,
yeah,
though.
It's,
he seemed okay.
It's, that thing gets... My kids have run in the mini sausage race a couple of times, and I mean, it's competitive. If they don't, there's a lot of excuses if they don't win. Well, I didn't get tagged in time, or my adult sausage wasn't running fast enough. It's never their fault. It is never their fault.
My adult sausage wasn't running fast enough. There's a line for the promo.
I don't think I've ever said that sentence before.
Yeah,
now that I think of it.
That's going in the promo. I can guarantee you that. There we go. It's already marked. Oh, good stuff. Hey, injury standpoint, Brewer's getting healthier here. I've seen some news on Brandon Woodruff that he might get back soon, but I'm wondering if it's a pre-All-Star game thing or likely after.
I think it's likely after, because he's going to need a full build-up, very similar to what he would. I mean, you're probably looking at, I would say, close to four starts for him in the minors before he could get back to the big league level again. So I think you're probably looking at post-All-Star break with Brandon, but he is, you know, making progress and getting himself to that point where hopefully he can have a huge impact down the stretch for this team. And, of course, getting Wade Miley back this weekend was a big deal. That was really big. Matt Bush is trending in a good direction in AAA right now, too, where you could see him back in this bullpen, I think, at some point in the near future. So some really good things there. They got Jesse Winker back earlier this week, and he got a hit yesterday and drew a big walk as well. So hopefully this team getting a little bit more healthy. And they're also getting a little healthier in the minors, which is something to pay attention to. Sal Frelick is back in AAA, and he's hitting, and that's a guy that, if he can put together a solid couple of weeks, I think is another guy you could see after the All-Star break if he plays well.
So three games against the Diamondbacks rounds out the homestand. I was looking ahead here. The All-Star break is actually a little earlier in July than usual.
Yeah.
It seems like maybe like a three-week race, and then sort of see where the dust settles here. That's always a great check-in point on this crowded division to see if there's any separation.
Yeah, it is earlier this year, Greg, and you always look at where the All-Star break is. One of the first things you do when you get the new schedules, where's that All-Star break? Because it's a great 4 days where you can just exhale a little bit before you get back into things again for that second half. Thursday, after this series is over, is the last off day before the All-Star break for the crew. They go on the road, come back home, and play the Cubs over the 4th of July, and then wrap up with the Reds, and then here we are at the break. And it seems wild, because when you're in it like the Brewers are, and like every team in Major League Baseball is in terms of being in it every day and coming to the ballpark every day, it goes so fast. And it feels like we were just at Wrigley opening up the season, and here we are almost to the break. And the break is past the halfway point. I mean, tonight's game number 72. So on this next road trip, we're going to hit the halfway point in the season, which is also really hard to kind of process.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Lane, we love Mondays. Always good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Love being with you guys. Absolutely.
He is such a good sport. And you're his neighbor.
Grindles are spending a lot of time in the yard over the weekend.
Yeah. There's something just very fun about that.